Pennsylvania's farmers are getting older, and state officials say there aren't enough people to take over what is often grueling work that doesn't make much money. But WESA's Onley Herring reports that changing that could be key to opening up agricultural work to a new generation. It's the third installment of the series Farmers Wanted.
About 15 years ago, Eros Lilstrom and her husband embarked on the all-consuming journey of starting a produce farm. They called it Who Cooks For You. They were about 30 years old at the time and had a few hundred wooded acres outside New Bethlehem, about an hour's drive northeast of Pittsburgh. Lilstrom's family owned the land, but there wasn't much else.
We were living in a pole barn that just had electricity, and we had a composting, like a bucket toilet, and we were taking showers out of a hose. We had no time to do anything other than work, so we weren't really spending any money.
She says practically all the money they did spend went back into the farm, and the work itself was physically taxing.
You know, you lack infrastructure, so you end up carrying water, carrying this, carrying that, and you were carrying everything or pushing something or pulling something, and you know, without the help of an animal, which we didn't have, it was exhausting.
Who Cooks For You eventually got a tractor, plus other equipment and more land, and the business grew.
Everyone's getting chicken, potatoes, pea shoots, leeks, lettuce.
The farm now employs a dozen seasonal workers. Each week, a few of them line up along a conveyor belt to pack produce for roughly 2,000 customers in and around Pittsburgh. Livestock farmer Drew Menko says in agriculture, hardship is a fact of life. He's 26 years old and runs the Ross Farm in 84, Pennsylvania. It's been in his family for more than a century. He says most of the people he grew up with didn't want to stay in agriculture after witnessing the ravages of globalization.
They watched the generation before them, their grandfathers, their fathers, struggle through the downturns of the industry in the 70s and the 80s and into the 90s.
And the only thing they wanted to do when they turned 18 was get the hell out of there.
Manco sells rare breeds of sheep, cattle, and other animals to nearby restaurants and retailers. It's hard work that doesn't make much money. He says demand for local food is growing, but he still estimates his business nets less than $10,000 a year. In Braddock, a tech company is making ag work more like a factory job.
My name is John Davis. Work here at Fifth Season. I'm on the seeding line.
It's Davis's job to plant up to 200 acres of greens like spinach and lettuce. A machine dispenses seeds, water, and nutrients into trays that are stacked 30 feet high in a giant room next door. AI software works with robots and LED lights to control growing conditions inside the facility. There is virtually no human contact with the crops.
The machine, it does all the work itself. You just gotta be there in case, you know, it's a machine, so little nicks and stuff might happen.
Davis has no experience in farming and never considered going into agriculture. Fifth Season CEO Austin Webb describes his company's work as smart manufacturing, and he says it can attract a completely different workforce than traditional ag.
There are certain jobs that need to be done that humans can't do or don't want to do. The more that we can take that off the table and make it so that folks can come in and instead think about, let me look at the health of this piece of equipment with an iPad, as opposed to more backbreaking work, that's important.
But high-tech farming requires way more capital up front than a traditional farm. Fifth Season raised $100 million in startup funds. That's helped them to avoid the limits of weather and geography. It also makes agricultural work less physically demanding and an option for more people. Onley Herring in Pittsburgh.